neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's a thing in, at the campus of Am Yisrael in desert. It says, Ish al diglo be'otot lebet avotam. All of a sudden we see parcham, flags. So the question that is asked, where these flags come from? We don't see them. They come out from Mitzrayim with a flag. All of a sudden, it mentions they had parcham.
Hashem gave them the sign.
Hashem?
Yes.
No, it doesn't say that Hashem gave them.
Based off Yahweh Avinu explanation, they had sign, like Yosef was a shore, the other one was a snake.
Well, they gave him the potential, but they never had flags. No, the original Chumash, no. No, what type of Chumash?
No, it's my memory. I just read it.
No, it doesn't say.
And for the beauty of the Galim.
Where? From where? Dengel Parcham. Where the flags came from? The Midrash says that when Am Yisrael stood by Mamad Har Sinai, 22 angels, they escorted Ribono Shel Olam. As it says, Dagul Mervava. Dagul Mervava, Midrash explains that 22,000 angels, Malachim, they were present at that moment. So one point here, that the Shekhinah only rests if there are more than 22,000. So now here, Am Yisrael, they notice that angels, they have flags. What do you mean they have flags? So here you see that Am Yisrael, they noticed that the Malachim, they have such a beautiful harmony. They do everything together.
22,000 they had flags each one? Or just the
22? But those that they appeared at Matan Torah, these 22,000 Malachim, they noticed they have flags. So here it says, Vetiglo alai ahava. It says in Shir HaShirim, Vetiglo alai ahava. The Ribono Shel Olam had such a love toward the flags of Am Yisrael. Why? Because the reason that Am Yisrael, they want to have flags like the angels, it was because, why? But what's the benefit to be like an angel? What do you gain to be like an angel?
Unity.
Sorry?
Unity.
How do we know? We say in our tefillah, Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam yivorim, kulam gedoshim, kulam osim, beima retzon, onem, venotenim, reshut, ze, laze. That's the greatness of the Malach. Why? Because they don't envy one another. They're not jealous of one another. Menotenim reshut ze laze. One says to the other one, Befarmai. He says, No. You Befarmai. He says, No. You Befarmai. He says, No. Emkan nadere. There's no such a thing. Here, Am Yisrael, they had such a desire to be like them. So, wow, look at this. You know what it is? You have no qin'ah, no jealousy towards somebody else. But here, the point that the degel, what does the degel mean? That we are doing one thing together. But how could it be? He's Reuven, he's Shimon, he's Levi, he's Menashe, he's Ephraim. How could it be? So here we learn a very important thing. And that is, of course, people are not the same. He wants to read, but he's going to stop and listen. You know what that is? It's impossible. Why? Because we are tend always to do our own thing. You never want to let go. Why? Because you feel that what I do is a good thing to do. It's the best thing to do. So if I'm not able to do it, I'll find somebody else to do my own thing. This is not for my place. I don't fit here. And that's how it is. Because to adapt yourself to circumstances, to be hamrang, it's very hard. Why? Because you're David, he's Yosef, and he's Shimon, and he's Levi. And they all think differently. But they were so stunned. They said, wow, look at these angels. They all do the same thing together. No tenim reshut zeh laseh. You know what it is? You see, 22,000 angels, they do exactly the same thing. You have 10 Yehudi, they do 15 different things. How could it be such a thing? And that's how it is, because we have our own thing to take care of. And you cannot intrude my domain to tell me to do something else. I have to do my own thing. And this is the hardest thing. And that's why here we see the only way that Ribono Shel Olam can come and rest, and you see Netunim Reshut Zeh Laseh. And that's why we see the practicality of the matter here is an unbelievable thing. We are guaranteed, assured, not because of the feeling, not because of Shabbat, not because of Kashrut, not because of Mezuzah, but if two people, and they're not the same people, they're exactly opposite, if to be able to get along, Hashem says, I'm going to come and rest. Ish ve'isha shezachu shechina v'inehem. You don't see such a thing in no other 613 mitzvot. You know, people run and run and run. They do so many things. They read Tehillim, and Tehillim, and Tehillim, and Tehillim, and Tehillim. You give tzedakah, tzedakah, tzedakah. But this is the easiest thing. You can bring the Shekhinah down and get rid of your problems. Zachu. What is Zachu means? Taski. You have to cleanse yourself. Not easy. What do you mean? Two different human beings. We're opposite. He's from Moon and she's from?
Mars.
Yeah. And that's why here the Ribono Shel Olam says, Vediglo, alai ahava, I love this flight. Why? Because they envied, want to be like these angels, they have such a harmony. They didn't have this degalim. They came up with a desire to have such a arm, such a parcham. Not to be separate, to be all one. That's what the whole purpose was. Hashem is like, you know, to be able to. To be all one. That's what the whole purpose was. Hashem is like, you to be able to.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.